Yeah, ours was the first dialogue in the book was friends. One of them was Ingo. Ingo is my friend. And they were going to see a movie. Conan, der Barbar.
No way.
My last name is German, but pronounced wrong.
What's your last name again?
In German, Kessner. What's it? I don't know.
It depends on the region, actually.
There's a bunch of towns named Kessner.
What,
region
of the country. If they're all,
it's
like, in...
Right near...
Okay, so
it's like, right outside of Bonn.
So, Keshnish.
Keshnish.
Is it... How do you spell it?
K-E-S-S-E-N-I-C-H.
Keshnish.
Keshnish.
Yeah, they soften the C-H sound in that area. That's where I was. It's actually farther back, but it's a sound that Americans have extreme difficulty making. It's kind of like, no, it's much less of a shh. Yeah, it's between, it's
yeah,
like...
I can't go back here. Either.
Yeah.
I can go here as well.
Yeah, it's really, really odd. There was a warm-up thing that we did in choir, which required, you know, running through syllables. And at the end of it, we ran through four different pronunciations of shh. And I couldn't hear the difference, but everybody else could. So I'm just like, shh, shh. And they spent of course we were singing in German, and we're singing St. John's Passion by Bach, and there's one part where the last word that's being sung is König. And now I had been trained, these are hard, because my German teacher was from Bavaria, so, and my accent was all over the place anyway, so they're like, you know, whatever. But in this particular case, it was really important that everybody pronounce König the same way. So they spent weeks and weeks and weeks. König. No. König. First they had to teach me the umlaut. König. And I'm like, nij. Nish. Nish. König. And they're, you know, I'm saying, I think I'm saying the same thing over and over and over again. But no. At one point they're like, you got it! I'm like, König. No, you lost it! König. So, I will never forget that word.
Okay, mine is just not...
It is quite literally black box that
everybody... It's really strange. I've never tried to sing anything in another language.
Can we sing
words?
Barfax, Falken, Sie werden nie schmutzig.
Schmutzig.
Okay, this is Courtney and Grace and Susan and Don and Esmeralda the snake, and I'm probably going to take the snake out. We're talking about why we like German, why we learn German. I took German in high school, in eighth grade there was a round robin. We took 9 weeks of four different languages, and it was like Latin and German and Spanish and French. And, like, Spanish and French irritated me. Latin was kind of lame. And German was the only language that had 4 years. So I picked German, and it was really cool. But it might have just been totally irrelevant, you know, just like some language you take in high school that everybody takes in high school, except that junior year I won a scholarship to be an exchange student to Germany for my senior year. So then I spent 10 months in Germany, and that changed my life. And, like, I have concluded that I couldn't live in most parts of Germany because I am far too American for most parts of Germany. But other than that, it was really cool and mind broadening and all of that other kind of stuff, you know, they say. So it was a lot of fun too. And you know, that whole like learning about yourself and like shit that you do in high school when you go to another country. And since then, like there I acquired fluency, of course, well, not necessarily of course, because some people didn't actually acquire that much fluency. They spoke an interesting language called Denglish, which was using German words and English structures. And this is kind of a secret language that only people who aren't quite bilingual speak. Denglish is a great little secret language. But I had a brilliant German teacher, so I was really quite fluent there. Well, no, mostly the culture shock was extreme because I am not religious at all, and they were. My school was a Catholic school, although it allowed the other form of religion in the area, which was evangelical. Sort of, I'm not quite sure what the English version would be, but it's a very, very close to Catholic version of Protestantism. And there was no other religion. Nobody had ever met anybody that wasn't one of these two things. And so they were very confused by me. You know, one day in a religion class, it was Catholic school, like there was actually like a monk's order there. You know, we were taught by monks. You know, one day one of the monks died and we got a day off. You know, this kind of thing. So, no, we were sitting there in religion class and it was, write down what religion means to you. And most people were like, Jesus and love and faith and God and hope. I'm like, Karl Marx. Brainwashing. The Crusades. Witch brings. You know, so my perspective was a little bit different, and they didn't know what to do with me. And you know, there were complications with the host family, who also didn't know what to expect. So, you know, there were difficulties all around, but it was very interesting. I'm now going to pass this along to Grace, because I'm going to stop blathering. And Grace will talk about German and what she likes about German and culture and stuff.
So I'm German by heritage, and I want to learn German because I want to be able to know about my heritage. And I, you know, decided I wanted to learn about my heritage, and the first thing I wanted to learn was, like, what does my last name Kesnick mean? So I went on the internet and typed in Kesnick to see what's out there. Stupid store named Kesnick Limited, which takes up all the search engines. But anyway, so after you get through all those, you get to a bunch of German sites, and I couldn't understand. I could kind of make my way through, and there was an online German dictionary which I played with for a while, and that didn't help very much. Like, I figured out what some of the words meant, but it didn't mean that much to me. You know, I ended up, like, asking some of my friends, so what does this mean? Kate, in fact, and yeah, great. And so I translated a few things, but I really want to learn it so I can know German myself. And I want to learn it, hopefully in college, because Mom and I are kind of planning a trip so that after college, like summer after my senior year, we can go to Germany and look around and actually like, do first-hand sources in terms of what we're learning there. Basically, well, German is cool because it's where I'm from, and I'm learning some more about the history, and when I looked over, like when my family came over to Wisconsin, where my family settled from, and then I moved to Minnesota, I moved to Boston, but like when they came over and like what the wars were and what they were doing, and I learned more about that. It was really interesting. I like Germany, and it's cool, and it's a cool country, and so hopefully I can learn German. Cool stuff with it. I didn't take it in high school because I started in Latin in 8th grade because that sounded interesting. And then 10th grade I couldn't take Latin because of scheduling conflicts. I ended up taking Spanish because that one fit into my schedule easily. And like, German, that's kind of weird. Whatever. And Spanish was, you know, like, oh, you're going to use Spanish. That's what they always tell us. But, you know, I'm not using Spanish. I'm using German, hopefully. And so I ended up taking, I really liked the teacher, so I ended up actually taking Latin independent study, and I kept with Latin for about 2.5 years, and I kept with Spanish for about 3 years. And all my friends, and I had some friends in German, and they all sounded like doing interesting stuff. And, you know, Spanish was kind of interesting, too, but I don't know. And the school librarian was the German teacher, so I talked to him. You kind of learn your numbers or whatever. I remember him singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat in German. And he brought his little daughter into school. And so she was fluent in German because she had been raised with German and English. And then soon they were, think they were teaching her Dutch, he and his wife. It was their next endeavor. And I don't know. She was this weird little bilingual, trilingual kid. It was really cool. And I'm like, oh, I wanted to be trilingual. But of course I couldn't because, like, you know, I just dropped out of all my language classes. So, okay, who wants to be next?
All right, so I guess it's my turn. In high school, I started with Latin in seventh grade, and it was one of those weird where it's a half-year Latin where they cover half as much material but the same amount of class time, so it goes really slow. So in seventh and eighth grade, I did year one of Latin. And then in ninth grade, I started Latin two, and because I was feeling completely insane, I took French during my lunchtime. So which was directly after Latin. I was going from Latin to French and was never so confused in my life. I'm an eighth German by descent, but that's not saying much because I'm about an eighth everything Western Europe. Western European. I was signing up for classes for CTY, and I signed up for a bunch of different science classes because, well, it's science. It was cool. And one of my other choices was German, which was more or less completely random. And I got into the German class and none of the others. So I went to German at Dickinson College in 1994 for a session. And Katie was actually there. She was taking biology, I think, at the time, though she later took German. Yeah, that's right. But she was on my floor, and so I got to know her. And then met her again up here, which was sort of weird. But we took German there, and I will freely admit that learning languages is not what I'm completely great at, and I'm watching this snake that Courtney is holding, and it's completely destroying what I'm talking about.
Das?
Das?
Schlängchen.
Schlängchen?
Schlängchen. Small snake.
Schlängchen.
Schlängchen. Schlange is a normal snake, but this is a very small snake.
Right, so it's got the shin.
Schlängchen.
Right. C-H-E-N, right?
Yeah.
Right, there's the snake over there. But that's not what I'm talking about. I was talking about the C2I German class I took. And, oh, it was great. We first got there, and everything was labeled in German. So, of course, the first thing we did was we labeled everything in every language but German. So we were slightly a rebellious group, to say the least. The tea in the cafeteria was one of those Lipton tea from the fountain drinks, which was, like, so overly sugared, it wasn't even funny. So about when we sort of knew a little bit of German, that we decided to rename it Zuckerbonbon-Tee. So when we got back at the administration for labeling our rooms in German, we labeled the cafeteria in German. The other students were confused, to say the least, but, you know, hey, why not? Right.
Chicken finger, huh?
What else am I supposed to be talking about?
Why you like German.
Why I like German. It's a language. And one of these days, damn it, I'm not going to stick with the language long enough to learn it fluently. I have failed so far with Latin, French, German, Spanish. Really, one of these days I'm going to take my language for more than a year and a half. Oh, okay, English. Yeah. I suppose I could claim fluency in English, but I'm not really sure about that. I wasn't laughing about you putting on a sweater.
Okay.
I visited Germany once, but it was one of those, you know, 12 countries in 14 days trips that was just, it was sort of neat, but it was not my way of touring Europe at all. My grandmother was going on this trip and had extra tickets because she bought them and said, you want to come? And we were like, gee, we could go to Europe or we could not. Right. So I saw some of Germany through the windows of a tour bus as we were driving through.
Okay, German. I didn't actually take German until I got to MIT, except that I always had, like, some sort of degree of exposure to it. I had this one English teacher in eighth grade, Frau Zeitz. Our school had teachers doubling up in languages a lot, so she taught English literature to eighth graders and also like a few years worth of German. And everyone, her English students included, who never spoke a word of German outside of this, always called her Frau Zeitz because she would start speaking German in the middle of class just spontaneously. And I was, like, the one person in the class that decided that actually understanding her was somehow vital for my survival in this classroom. And she would spew out something in German in the middle of class, and we wouldn't know, or at the beginning of class, and we wouldn't know what it was, except that she'd be gesturing off towards this one area of the room. And I'd get up, and I'd close the window, and then she'd look at me and say, I was actually asking if you could bring the overhead projector over here, but thank you very much. As the year went on, I learned more and more little practical bits of German nouns that you would find in a classroom, like das Defenster, der Regenschirm. Lots of complete ungrammatical things, but my vocabulary was incredible. I kept seeing her off and on through high school, and through just knowing little bits and pieces of stuff enough to make some sort of intelligent yeah, nein, or completely non sequitur response in the conversation, she thought that I understood it. I don't know why. But Frau Zeitz was sort of odd. I also heard little random bits of German from my relatives, because my father's family was German. They came over back in the 1850s sometime, and my father was actually the first one that grew up not really learning German, which was a little bit odd because my grandfather, though he never actually spoke German to us, occasionally in conversation he would throw in some word that the rest of the family would be baffled by, but we'd smile, nod, and the next day, I'd go into school, find Frau Zeitz, and ask her, what does this mean? There were a couple of things he said, like Grasenheim, that we never actually did pin down. We think that one meant some sort of old age home or something, because he kept saying that one of these days, my father was going to send him there, and then he'd be sorry.
Okay, everybody, you want to sing now, so I can get Lisa to be on stage dealing with German Lebanese?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Does anybody want to sing in English with me?
Sure.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I'll
put
up
too. I'm going to recite the words first, because that'd be intelligent.
Or what, we put the words right here.
In English, it's black socks. They never get dirty. The longer you wear them, the stronger they get. Sometimes I think I should wash them, but something inside me keeps saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. And in German, it's Schwarzbacken, sie werden nicht schmutzig. Je länger man sie trägt, desto stärker werden sie. Manchmal wie ich sollte sie waschen, aber etwas sagt mir noch nicht, noch nicht, noch nicht. So in English, it's... Everybody ready?
Sure.
In English. Black socks, they never get dirty. The longer you wear them, the stronger they get. Sometimes I think I should wash them, but something inside me keeps saying, not yet, not yet, not yet. And in German, it's... Schwarzwappen, sie werden nicht schmutzig, je länger man sie trägt, desto schöner werden sie. Manchmal glaub ich, ich sollte sie waschen, aber etwas sagt mir noch nicht, noch nicht, noch nicht. Are we talented enough to do it around?
We try.
Oh,
we
try. Try. If it comes out bad, then it does.
Okay, who wants to be which one?
I'm to the extra green, so I'm going to the extra green.
Okay.
Alright, I'll start.
And the rest of us will follow?
Wait, somebody else
Dom, sing with Courtney.
Okay.
And the rest of us will follow.
Okay.
Yay! That was incredible. Yes.